Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
We welcome you aboard our Highway of Guide.
If you're standing, please hold on to the handrails and stay clear of the automatic doors. They will be closing in a moment. Thank you.
This is Rick with the Monorail Tales podcast, and I'm here tonight for a trip report, one of our favorite types of shows to do, and it's with our very own Patrick Wheeler and his wife. Good evening, and his wife Amber and daughter Lindsay are hanging around as well. They might pop in later, but they can both say hello now.
Hello.
So, Patrick, I got a text message from you a few days ago. Literally a few days ago. And you're pulling a page from my book and scheduling a last minute quick trip to Disney World.
That is correct.
So, go ahead.
I was just going to say, yeah, very last minute. Just not normally like us, but just kind of wanted to take that last minute trip.
Yeah, I know that, you know, we had talked about other trips, and you talked about your trip you're planning on taking next October. And then I got a text message saying that we're going November. I don't remember the dates right off the top of my head. And I was like, oh, great. You know, you just moved your trip from October 2022 to November 2022. Thanks for letting me know. And then it was like, no, we're going this month. So how last minute was this trip?
So we left on Wednesday evening and drove through the night to do our first park day on Thursday the 11th. And we actually decided and made the reservations last Friday. So it was extremely last minute. I was supposed to have taken a vacation for work during Amber's birthday in October, didn't take it. So I said, hey, what's going on this week with your work? And she said, well, we're actually out of work. Her boss is out of town on last Thursday, Friday through yesterday. So it worked out perfectly. I said, well, I'll just take two vacation days. We'll drive down and we'll spend a couple days in the parks. With everything going on, it was a much needed getaway over the past couple months. So we just kind of at the last second said, well, let's do it. So I got on, I booked it on Friday, and I said, well, let's hope my boss agrees to my two vacation days because we've already paid for it. And Monday comes around, she approved it, and we left on Wednesday. So within it was about 6 days, 5 to 6 days prior to leaving, we actually made the decision and scheduled everything.
Yeah, that's like totally awesome. I'm so excited to hear that. And, you know, you don't have me beat with last minute, because our shortest trip notice was we booked on a Monday and arrived on Wednesday.
Well, I want to get to that point.
Yeah. But another happy coincidence that happened is I happened to, you know, watch the news here, and the county where your children go to school announced that the day after Veterans Day, Friday, was going to be remote learning.
So yes,
the kids didn't even miss a day of school.
No, they didn't. They were able to do schoolwork on the way down and on the way back. And, you know, it was like everything just perfectly aligned for this very last minute trip. So definitely thankful for all of that.
Yes. So where did you stay?
So we stayed at one of it is our favorite value resort. We stayed at Pop Century.
When were you planning on coming home?
So we were originally planning on coming home on Saturday. But when we got there, we decided, hey, let's just go ahead. We don't have anything going on. Let's just take the extra day and, you know, have a resort day, have a Disney Springs day. And we were able to get them to get us an extra night on Saturday, which was a whole other, I don't want to say fiasco, but it was a whole nother kind of workload for them in and of itself. So we walked up to ask if they could do it after we got back from the park that night. And they were willing to do it, but they had to move us to a different room because they were at 100% capacity for the weekend. And so they had to end up moving us rooms. We ended up talking to them for about 30 minutes at the guest relations, at check-in. But they were fantastic. They accommodated us, and it was nothing less than you would expect with to be treated with Disney.
That's totally awesome. I was following along on Facebook, and it's like, oh, surprise, we're staying an extra day.
Yes.
That's great. So you actually, did you drive overnight and arrive Thursday morning?
We did. So we left at about 7:30 on Wednesday night, so we could just take our time, because it's about a 12-hour and 15-minute drive. So that we accounted for, you know, breaks, stopping at rest areas, stopping for food. So by the time we made it there to drop our car off, we ended up getting to Disney around, 9:45-ish. And we parked, we had already checked in online, so we didn't have to go to the front desk. So we ended up running inside, changing into our Ratatouille shirts and changing clothes from the drive. And then we jumped onto the Skyliner to make it over to Epcot, which was our first park day, and to make it over for our Remy's Ratatouille Adventure queue.
So when you arrived, you had already checked in online. Was your room ready?
It was not ready when we got there. It ended up being ready around 12 o'clock while we were in the park.
Okay, so you just like changed in the restrooms there.
Yeah, we just ran the restroom, threw everything back in the car, and then busted butt over to the park.
They actually called us and told us that it was time to start boarding for the Remy ride, and we hadn't even changed clothes yet, so I was rushing everyone around.
Who called you for that?
Well, they texted us and said it was our turn to board.
Oh, I thought you meant they, like, actually phone called you.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, that's service. Yeah, so... what boarding group did you get?
We got boarding group 11.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Amber had it ready to go. She kept refreshing the screen, and at 7 o'clock she was like, I got us, we're boarding group 11. So we were all excited to be able to for that.
Yeah, obviously you weren't driving through the mountains of West Virginia, Virginia, or North Carolina getting that boarding group. So what did you guys think about Remy's Ratatouille Adventure? Lindsay?
It was good. It was cute, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So I will say, so all of us liked it. It was a cute ride. I'll just leave it at that. So I think I went in maybe expecting a little more than, you know, what was there. But the ride itself was a good ride. I would say that in my mind, it may be tailored more to maybe a younger age group, which is a good thing. Disney did that in Epcot, and they can maybe tailor that. But, you know, overall, I thought it was a cute ride, but it wasn't something that I would have paid for with the Genie Plus.
Okay. Were you at Epcot all day, or did you guys park hop that day?
No, we ended up doing Epcot all day, so we ended up leaving around 9:30, so we did not stay for Harmonious. We were just so tired and worn out from the drive the night before in, and we ended up walking, even getting there close to 11 o'clock, we ended up walking close to, 17 miles, I believe, is what our our watches said by the time we got done. So it was just so tired. We ended up going back to the resort around 9:30, 9:45-ish.
Yeah. Well, you know, that probably saved you a lot of time waiting for the Skyliner. I'll tell you that.
Yes. Well, that was one thing, because we had considered staying because I wanted to see Harmonious. But the park was extremely packed, and, you know, Epcot gets busier later in the evening anyway, normally. So by about 6 o'clock or seven, when we were walking through the World Showcase and eating our way through there, you couldn't even get through some of the crowds. And I was like, you know, we're not going to make it back in line in the Skyliner if we don't maybe get over there before park closes. So that was kind of playing into our decision as well.
Mm-hmm. So what were some of your highlights during your Epcot day there?
Oh, man.
The food. The food's
the best. So, yeah, we're all fans of the Food and Wine Festival. So I tell you what, I think we ate through our way through at the India cart. We had some food from Belgium. We had some food from Germany. We ended up eating some food from Japan and America. And there was one more that we had food from, or maybe it was Germany. So those were kind of the highlights with the food. But you know, we ended up having lunch at Beaches and Cream as well. So Beaches and Cream is normally what we try to do on Epcot Day when we're down on our scheduled trips. And I waited and waited. I kept refreshing, kept searching for, and I was texting you even the night before that, mm-hmm. Hey, I wish a Beaches and Cream would open. And at 11 o'clock on Tuesday night, a Beaches and Cream opened for 2:15. So we were able to get that. So I think that was probably one of the highlights, was being able to get to Beaches and Cream and enjoy a really good lunch over there. That's one of our favorite restaurants to go to.
I'll have to try that. We've never been there.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, definitely. So we ended up not getting the kitchen sink this time. We went with the mudslide instead, and that is definitely a go-to dessert as well for anybody who hasn't tried it and wants to try something a little smaller.
It sounds awesome. I mean, I don't know that we would do the kitchen sink ourselves, but I really want to try the No Way Jose.
Yes, so that was the one we were going to try, and it was between that and the mudslide, and we ended up going with the mudslide, so I don't think either one you could go wrong with the decision.
Right. I mean, how can you
Or go just wrong go with both. Cream?
Yeah. What did you do the next day on Friday?
So on Friday, we woke up and it was Disney Plus Day. So we were going to try to get there early, but we didn't wake up early enough. So we ended up getting at the bus stop at what, 6:30? 6:40-ish, about 6:40, 6:45-ish, and we were about six buses away still from getting over to Magic Kingdom. So we ended up going to
Magic. Are you serious?
Yes, it was absolutely. So Magic Kingdom, what we were told was it was so busy that they were sold out, and they weren't sure the people were able to even park up later that day.
Wow.
So, but it was it was fantastic. By the time we got there, we ended up getting there at about 7:59, right at 8 o'clock, because I was kind of looking at the time when we were getting there. And the way that they had it set up for Disney Plus Day was the areas of entry over where you're scanning your Magic Band closest to the ferry and the Skyliner or the monorail exit. They had that set up as Disney Plus entrance, and then the one that you first come to coming from the bus drop off was they were just beginning to open that. So we ran through that because they had just opened it. But if we would have went through the Disney Plus area, they would have given us a free hat. But I wanted to just get through the area that would get us into the park the quickest without having to stand in all of that extra line on the other side. But they did give us out free Disney Plus buttons and pins as we were walking in.
Well, I guess that is some consolation that you got something, even if it wasn't a hat.
Yeah, even if it wasn't a hat, but it was funny because even the hats were free. And at when we had lunch later that day, we overheard a gentleman telling his son that he was on eBay and he had already seen the pin and the hat go together for $75 plus shipping on eBay. People were already selling them on eBay.
That's sad.
It is. And they were free, but just because they were Disney and Disney Plus. But, you know, we had that, and then Disney had some amazing, they didn't have any like extra characters out at Magic Kingdom, but they had different photo passes that they don't have out. You had little signs you were able to hold up, little extra added magic and photo shots. So they had some good things for Disney Plus Day in Magic Kingdom.
Because Patrick does.
All right. What type of what was that, Amber?
I said because Patrick just loves taking so many pictures.
Well, they're just memories.
That's so right. They're all memories.
You got to look at that way.
But do you really think 600 of the same picture?
You don't have that many of the same one?
If anyone's wondering what we're talking about, just join our Montreal Tales group and look up the post from Amber Wheeler, and you'll see a very small sampling of the photos that she takes.
Very small. A two-day trip this time was just under 700 pictures. But, well, two park days. Let me rephrase that. Two park days. Yeah. But, you know, those are memories that we'll have forever, so it's okay.
Yes. To be fair, they're memories, and she is a very good photo taker.
That is correct. She is a fantastic photographer.
It's not something I have the talent for, so. So what were your highlights for Magic Kingdom Day? Did you park hop this day?
So we did not park hop. We've kind of actually gotten away from park hopping the last couple trips. We found that for us, at least, not park hopping has allowed us to enjoy the park we're in a lot more because we're not rushing around. We're just taking our time and we're going at our own pace. But so that, for us, that's kind of been the go-to thing the last couple trips. The highlights for us, though, were... We ended up rope dropping Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, literally walked right onto it. Was something we didn't get to the last trip because the wait was so long. But we walked right on it, got to ride it, and then we went over to Gaston's Tavern and got a couple of the massive cinnamon rolls that they have over there, which are fantastic. So we had a quick little pick-me-up with those. Had some hot tea to go along with it, so added to that. And then from there, we were able to go over. We rode the Barnstormer. We went on the Little Mermaid ride. We were able to get on to Pirates of the Caribbean within, it said it was a 50-minute wait. 50 or 55 minute wait, maybe.
Basically, a walk.
And we ended up walking right onto it, and the line never stopped. So we were able to do that. So we were able to do quite a few rides, even though it was so busy. And then we had lunch for the first time at the Plaza restaurant.
How did you find that?
With a fantastic view of the castle. We found that it was extremely good. They had fantastic meatloaf. They had something for the kids that they enjoyed. Service was fantastic. And it reminded me of a smaller version of maybe Crystal Palace when you walk in. So for me, it was extremely enjoyable as it was our first time there.
Yeah, we just recently ate there this summer for the first time, and we enjoyed it as well.
Yeah, I was definitely surprised because there were a lot of reservations for it every time I got on there and was looking at their reservation site. And I was like, you know what? Let's try it. Because we had Liberty Tree, which is our family's go-to. We all love Liberty Tree. It's one of our favorite restaurants at Disney. Right. But we wanted to try, you know, this was a last-minute trip. I said, it's not something we normally do, throwing stuff together at the last minute. So let's just kind of eat somewhere different as well. So we tried something different out, and we all thoroughly enjoyed our lunch there.
That's awesome. Let me go ahead and clarify or get clarification for this because I haven't asked. You guys did not purchase Genie Plus for this trip. Is that correct?
We did not purchase it for this trip. That's correct.
All right. Were you guys worried going into it with it being a holiday weekend that not having it would keep you guys from doing the rides and attractions that you wanted to?
Yes. So there was some hesitation about not having it. So with it being so last minute, we decided not to go ahead and add it on. And if we needed to, we would add it on if we absolutely came down to the decision that we had to have it. But what we found was that most of the rides that we rode, it was not really needed. I mean, every ride, for at least this weekend when we were there, was the wait times were inflated pretty high. You know, the ones that were showing a 50-minute to an hour wait, we were seeing less than 20 minutes waiting, because what we were seeing, especially even on the some of the other rides we're waiting on, is that even with the Lightning Lane, the people that were getting on, they were still waiting 5 or 10 minutes. So we were still getting on with some of them. So it really wasn't holding the lines up too long. Like I think is a lot of feedback that I see when I'm looking at different groups. So we didn't see that this weekend. So at least if we would have purchased it, I feel like it would have maybe been a little waste this trip with the amount of days that we were there.
Yeah, totally. I know, you know, we have done Genie Plus, and I think, you know, this is just my observation, that the amount of people utilizing it right now is nowhere near the level of people that used the free Fast Pass system when it was available.
Yeah, I would completely agree with that.
You know, echoing what you said, you know, the line for Pirates that you were in never stopped moving. And in the days, in the olden times, I guess you could say, the line stopped a lot for significant periods of time because so many more people were going through the Fast Pass line.
Yeah, absolutely. And my thoughts, when even Genie Plus came out, when we were reading about it and we knew that it was going to come out, was, oh my gosh, how's this going to add on and add some extra wait time? Because the last couple of trips without Fast Passes were fantastic. You didn't have that out of waiting for those Fast Pass to get on, so they'd stop the standby. So I don't know, maybe if it's not people, even the amount of people that maybe are using the app right now, maybe it is Disney has figured out a way to maybe not give so many passes like they were on the Fast Pass, so each time frame is even maybe more limited than it was before.
Yeah. I think it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out over the next few months.
Yeah, I would agree. I think, you know, as people get more used to it, and I think right now too, maybe some of the understanding of it still isn't there. So maybe as the understanding picks up and that comprehension of maybe the program, people become more comfortable with it, we may see a little bit more. So I know we weren't at Hollywood Studios, but there were a lot of people that were there. I was looking at on some different websites and groups when we were there, and they were talking about how they needed it in that area. So I think it may be a little more park specific as well, in which park it maybe work better in.
Yes. Now, did you guys stay for the new Disney Enchantment show?
We did. We ended up moving our way to the back, to the entrance, so we could kind of be one of the first ones out of the gate. And I'm not going to lie, it wasn't bad. I don't want to say that. I will, you know, disclaimer, it was a good fireworks show, but it wasn't Happily Ever After.
How were the projections on Main Street? Were you able to see them from where you were?
Yeah, the projections were great. Projections were fantastic. And music, I loved. Like, I think they did a great job with the music and the song selections. My feedback on them would be that the fireworks show, I don't think, was as good as Happily Ever After, but I don't think that it lined up well with some of the music and the timing of some of the fireworks. Like I said, it was a good show, But mm-hmm. in comparison to Happily Ever After, I just don't think it was on the level that Happily Ever After was.
I really don't mm-hmm. think fireworks lined up with the music at all.
They're kind of out of sync, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, they just didn't make sense where they were coming out at some points.
Mm-hmm. Now, were you guys fans of Wishes at all? Or was that before you guys started going?
So we watched it on YouTube, but that was really before we started going.
Okay. Yeah, I saw Wishes, well, it's been over a decade ago. And, yeah, I've seen it on YouTube. But personally, I thought Happily Ever After blew it out of the water.
Yeah, and I would definitely agree.
Happily Ever After was an amazing show.
Oh, hands down. You know, we would, it didn't matter how long we had to wait to get back to the bus, to get out of the mm-hmm. park. We wanted front row seating every time we were in Magic Kingdom shutting it down to see Happily yeah. Ever After. I just think, you know, Disney did such an amazing job that I think moving forward, anything they do, is people are just going to compare it to something like Happily Ever After, which it was just, I mean, even to this day, like, we still watch it on Facebook or on YouTube.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to give Enchantment a chance.
Oh, absolutely.
But if you go into it, manage your expectations, you know, it's easier to not be disappointed, I guess you could say.
No, I agree. I think if you don't go in wanting to compare it to Happily Ever After, expecting it, because let's be honest, every show is going to be different, and that's why they're changing it. They don't want it to be the same. They want different, you know, lights, music, songs, whatever it may be. So I think if you go in with kind of lower expectations and not expecting it to be the same type of show that you've been used to, like, it's going to be good. Like I said, I think it's a good show. I don't think it is a great show like Happily Ever After was.
And I am looking forward to the day when we see Enchantment personally, so I can have a comparison of that and Harmonious, because I was very impressed with Harmonious. It was definitely a hit with my family when we saw it.
Yes, I think that would be my one regret from this trip, is that we did not stay, because that's the one fireworks show that I was so looking forward to. So I definitely regret that. So this, our next trip, we're going to stay and make sure that we see it.
But you were just so tired.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm sorry, Amber.
I said he was just so tired this time from all the driving.
Yeah. Yeah, the driving and then going straight into it.
Well, and that's one thing that we, moving forward, we won't do again.
We'll
make that first day a park day or a resort day like yeah. normal.
Never say never. I mean, I've said never so many times that it keeps biting me in the butt. So,
right. Well, it did bite us in the butt, because that was originally going to be the plan that we were doing. We were going to have a park day on third Friday and Saturday and just take the resort day and Disney Springs on Thursday. Well, if we would have done that, unfortunately, we didn't, but if we did on that Saturday that we ended up going to Disney Springs, they were filming a Christmas special in Magic Kingdom, and Julianne Hough, Darren Criss, Kristen Chenoweth were in Magic Kingdom, all performing and being filmed live, which we would have been able to see if we didn't change our dates.
Well, you know what they say about hindsight, it's 2020.
That's exactly right.
Amber should have known that, working at an eye doctor's office.
I know. I need my eyes checked because I'm blind now.
So, you know, that Enchantment wrapped up your day at Magic Kingdom. And then you said your next day, Saturday, was at Disney Springs, kind of rest day, take it in.
Shopping, I guess, all that good
resort.
Stuff.
Yeah. So how did that day? And that was the day where you added a night so you guys could stay till Sunday, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. We added on Saturday so we could just have that extra relaxation day, you know, not that way we could go to Disney Springs and do whatever we wanted. So we ended up getting up, and actually we had breakfast that morning we had a 10 o'clock breakfast at the Wilderness Lodge at Whispering Canyon. So that was the start of our day.
Was that your first time at Whispering Canyon?
It was. It was our first time. We had one this last July and we ended up canceling it. But hands down, absolutely love the restaurant. It was great food. Service was great. You know, seeing all the sassiness just kind of got you going for the day.
Yeah. Whispering Canyon is definitely a favorite of my family. As a matter of fact, I'm eating there in a few days with Beth, my daughter, because she's going down for her own trip.
Uh-huh.
And we're happening to overlap, and we're going to eat dinner there. I've never had the breakfast. So what did you guys think of that?
So I will say breakfast, the food is probably the best breakfast food we've had on property. It was amazing. It's family style buffet. So me and Amber shared a family style buffet meal called the Heritage, and it was cheddar biscuits with sausage gravy. You got bacon, pork sausage links, Mickey waffles, eggs, and it was just incredible. I mean, the flavoring of everything. You got fried potatoes with onions and grilled peppers, and it was incredible. And then the girls got a skillet for themselves called the Pioneer, and they kind of got the same thing minus the biscuits. They were able to get, did you have biscuits? Okay, theirs had a biscuit too in it. She said it was a biscuit. They had scrambled eggs, a Mickey waffle, bacon. They actually got a rib with theirs and a chicken leg served with their breakfast as well.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah, so it kind of definitely kept that little rustic kind of barbecue theme that they have. But it was great. You know, it's our favorite restaurant for experience-wise. For breakfast is Topolino's, but, you know, food-wise, I think this was definitely up there and kind of beats out Chef Mickey in our mind. Because Chef Mickey was the other big breakfast restaurant that we would go to. So I think the food here was amazing. It was definitely good. Syrup was good. Coffee was good. It was just an all around good experience.
Did you guys get the firecracker cinnamon rolls, the new item they have?
We did not. We didn't see those on the menu. I didn't read about them until after we'd left.
After that, you went to Disney Springs?
Yeah, so we went to Disney Springs, went to the World of Disney, shopped around a little bit there, and then got thirsty. So we walked out to go to Starbucks, and that was a, God bless these people. They had a line. They ended up shutting down the actual line and the queue, and they were only doing mobile orders and bringing it out to you because a swarm of bees made it inside of their building.
Oh, no.
So, yeah. So, but it was a great, in true Disney fashion, one of their managers was out there. He was telling these dad jokes and getting the whole line going, keeping everyone laughing like he was a little comedian on stage. So, you know, even though they were having a rough time inside, you never would have known it because they were keeping everyone happy and weren't missing a beat, taking care of everyone the way that you would expect, whether you're at Disney or Starbucks or anything. So it was pretty cool to see the way they were doing that. From there, we went over to Amber and took the girls into that Disney store that over there the jewelry store that gives the free necklaces out to the kids.
Mm-hmm.
So they went in and got their free necklace. And by this point, it was already mid-afternoon. So we were getting hungry, got on, and we were able to score a reservation from in about 30 minutes from that time to Planet Hollywood, which was our first time to Planet Hollywood there. And that in itself was a great experience for lunch.
Was it just the experience that was good, or was it a fun experience and good food?
Oh, I'll tell you, the food wasn't bad either. I had the bacon and mac and cheese burger. So, you know, anytime you get a anytime you get a big burger with bacon and just scoop full of macaroni and cheese, It can make your day better.
I bet.
But it was cool. We were put on the third level, so we were like right there with where they were showing all the movies, the songs, the sing-alongs. You know, it was just a great experience. prior to that, while we were waiting on the reservation to check in, we went into the Coke store for the first time. I don't know why we've never gone in there, but we've never made our way in. And man, I grew up loving Coke and the polar bears, and seeing it as you get closer to Christmas time was just amazing, being in there and seeing everything they had to offer.
That's fun. I've never been there myself, but it's a place that's always been on my radar.
Yeah, we went up to the third floor because we were going to try to just try the flight of everything from around the world, but they were so busy. A storm started coming in, so everyone kind of flocked into every building. And by that point, by the time we made it to the third floor, they had a line just waiting up there to order. So we didn't get to do it this time, but that's definitely going to be on our bucket list to do on our next trip. Mm-hmm. And Amber had a nice little, I'll embarrass her right here real quick. We had to check out on the second or first floor, or on the first floor. Sorry, we were on the second floor, and you had to take the elevator down. So she goes to get onto the elevator, has a basket in her hand of everything we're buying there, and the door didn't sense her getting on, slammed into her, knocked everything out of her hands, and she screams and makes this big scene and drops everything, bends over to pick everything up. The workers run over, the whole store kind of stops, and everyone turns around and just sees Amber bending over, picking up all of these items. And it just, she's got so embarrassed because that was how everyone was looking at her.
Oh my goodness, Amber, I feel so bad for you.
I didn't even know I screamed. The kids were making fun of me on the way back to the hotel and said, "You screamed and did this." I was like, "I screamed?"
So that was fun. So we ended up going back over to our lunch and then going back. But yeah, Planet Hollywood, that was the first time the kids were there. They loved it. They took some pictures with some of the costumes. They just so happened to have a Jingle All the Way there. They had some stuff from Elf, from Home Alone, from Spider-Man, from Pirates of the Caribbean in there. So a lot of the movies the kids love. So being able to walk them around at all the floors, which they encourage you to do, was cool to be able to see some of those. So the kids enjoyed that. And from there, we went back to the hotel and had us a pool night. So you could tell we were the people from the Northeast, because we were the only ones swimming. Well, let me rephrase that. The girls were swimming in the pool while I was watching the Ohio State game from the side of the patio. And you could tell we were Northeasterners because it's 50 degrees. Everyone's walking around. They're in sweatshirts and jackets. They're swimming as the lifeguards are all bundled up trying to stay warm.
It always goes that way. It's like the people from the North are the only ones that go swimming in January.
Yeah, but it was nice. They had the pool to themselves and everything, so it was a nice little relaxing kind of cool-down evening for him. Well, I say cool-down. The pool was a little chilly. It wasn't fully heated, so they did get a little cold there towards the end.
Yeah. I mean, this time of year, when we went for the 50th, it was 90 degrees during the day, and we went to the pool about 7 o'clock, and I found the water so cold I had to get out.
See, that's how Amber was. Yeah.
Yeah, I can typically deal with that, but I was just so cold.
See, we got lucky. It was, I mean, this is the perfect time of year for us. So, especially with my, you know, current diagnosis and everything that's going on, you know, medication I'm on is making me a little more sensitive to the heat. So this was perfect for us. It never got above 79 degrees while we were there for the 3 days. And the lowest it got was right around 50 to 52. And it was a long sleeve t-shirt, or I wore my Donald Duck zip up. And that was absolute perfect weather the entire time that we were there, other than a few rain showers when we were at Epcot, which is expected.
Mm-hmm. So awesome when you have pleasant weather and, you know, the Disney magic all together.
Oh, when those two come together, it's nothing's better.
So after swimming, did you guys do anything else to wrap up your trip, or did you just kind of chill out the rest of the day?
So we chilled out, and then we went back down to the gift shop. Got a couple things that we had been looking at and hadn't got yet. And then we ordered a Pop Century pizza and took it back to the room and ended our last night with some pizza.
And how was that pizza?
And, and good job, Lindsay. And we got a cookies and cream cupcake, and we got some of the 50th anniversary cheesecakes that they had as well. Pizza was amazing. Lindsay devoured the cupcake, and then Amber devoured the 50th anniversary cheesecake, and I got a little taste of it.
Yeah, no, you like ate half of it.
But it was, yeah, everything was good. We did get lucky, though, because Amber had one of her coworkers just happened to be down at the same time, and they were in the building right across from us the last night. So the first night, two nights we were there, we were in the 50 section of Pop. The last night, they moved us down to the 80s, and she happened to be over in the 70s right across from us. So she messaged Amber while we were eating pizza and said, hey, we have some Gideon's cookies left over if you want to come outside and meet us. So Amber and the girls ran over, and they had some Gideon's cookie bites for us. And those things were incredible.
Oh, I just get more and more jealous of you, Patrick.
We forgot to try to get a queue when we were there, or get in the Gideon's queue. So she asked us, and we were like, no, we forgot. And she's like, well, we have some of these bites left over. We got in the queue and were able to get them. So she brought them over, and what kind were they? I don't even remember. They were like, but they were phenomenal. For me, they were really good. The girls weren't big fans of them because they were real heavy, but they were fantastic. I enjoyed them.
That's even better when your family doesn't like the stuff that you do.
That's right. You get all of them. See, you get a couple extra pieces of pizza and some Gideon's cookies to close out your last night. Oh. It was a good last night.
So, you know, that wrapped up your Saturday. Sunday, did you guys just get up and drive home?
Yeah, Sunday was the sad day. Got up, packed everything up around 7:30, and we were on the road by 8:15, and then made a stop at Bucky's in Daytona on the way back.
And did you guys enjoy Bucky's?
We did enjoy Bucky's. I wish we had a Bucky's up here, Rick.
I know. It's quite the experience, isn't it?
I walked in and could not believe everything they had. So my breakfast that morning consisted of I got one of their little summer sausage packs, but it was deer sausage with some cheeses and a brisket and egg taco or burrito, which was absolutely wonderful.
So to wrap it up, would you do a short notice, short trip like this again if you had the opportunity?
Absolutely. No questions asked. So we are actually wanting to go in May, but, you know, maybe there's another last minute one on the horizon that we don't know about yet. But, yeah, I would definitely recommend if you can swing it and if you can pull it off, I would highly recommend it, you know. No itinerary, no nothing, just going down. It was such a well-needed trip.
Do you have any tips for anybody that might be considering to do something like this?
Yeah, I would say don't fret over everything. Just continue checking back just like you normally would for reservations. Just take the trip. Don't worry about spending a ton of money on a hotel if it's last minute. Book something cheap. Just do what you can to get away and have a weekend that fits you and allows you to take the trip and makes you happy.
And gives you lots of fun memories.
Absolutely. You know, at this point in my life, it's all about making the memories, and it's all about taking those trips and spending all the time that you can with them. So, you know, my recommendation would be to do that as often as you can.
Awesome. Yeah, I really appreciate you guys coming on tonight. I appreciate your perspective on the trip and the tips and, you know, just sharing the fun and the magic with us tonight. So, Patrick, thank you. Amber, thank you for sticking around. And Lindsay, thank you as well. And if anybody would like to get a hold of you or talk to you, can they just like tag you in a post or get a hold of you in the Monterey Tales group? Would that be the easiest way?
Yeah. They can tag me in it. They can, you know, I comment on stuff and all the time, you know, don't be afraid to tag me, leave a comment on anything I do, or if feel free, I mean, shoot me a message on Facebook. I'm open to talk to anybody. Love talking to everybody about Disney and, you know, meeting new people through it. So anytime, reach out.
Great. And listeners, if you want to find us, you can just go to monterealtales.com. Find all of our social links there. And if you're in the market for anything related to DVC, whether it's rentals or resale contracts, please consider checking out our sponsor, dvcshop.com. So for the Wheeler family and for me, thanks for joining us, and we'll see you guys real soon.
Thank y'all. Have a great one.
Switch on the sky and the stars glow for you. Go see the world because it's all so brand new. Don't close your eyes because your future's ready to shine. It's just a matter of time before we learn how to fly. Welcome to the rhythm of the night. There's something in the air you can't deny. It's been fun, but now I've got
thank you!